is a Bramble Jam podcast.
Hello, it's Bran, and I love Hallmark Christmas movies.
Hey, it's Panda, and I like Hallmark Christmas movies.
I'm Dan, and I despise Hallmark Christmas movies, and this is the Deck the Hallmark podcast.
Oh, boy.
It's like we'd never done that before.
Whose fault was it?
Yours.
Was it me?
Yeah.
What did I do?
You were late on the end this.
I don't
it,
think so.
Or was
so.
It Panda?
It was probably me.
Okay. All right. It ran together.
I was responsibility.
I don't know for sure. Guys, it's Sunday.
Sunday.
It's the one Sunday episode of the
Royal
year.
Rumble.
And it's the final episode of, or the first episode of the... It's either the last or the first, depending on how you view your weeks. It's Sunday. It's a Sunday episode.
Sunday's the first
okay.
Day of the week.
It's the first episode of the week.
It's the first day in our hearts, too.
Yeah.
That's right. Our Sunday best.
Sunday best. And we are in our Sunday best today.
We
all have some different swag on, and you can get your swag on.
You can turn your swag on, for
sure.
That's
exactly right. Go to deckthehallmark.com, click on that shop button. Do your Christmas shopping. I think you have still a couple more days to be able to order and get my Christmas.
Yeah.
So go and check that out. Guys, how you doing? Are you feeling good?
Feeling great.
Special.
You're feeling special. What makes you feel special,
well,
Panda?
Just it's that... time when you wake up in the morning and you sit there and you think to yourself, you know what? Today's going to do it.
I woke up this morning.
Today's going to what?
It's going to do it.
It's going to do it.
I woke up this morning feeling a little bit like P. Diddy, if you can imagine. It was crazy.
Huh.
What else happened?
Nothing. That was it. Just felt a little like Diddy.
Did you brush your teeth?
Yeah, bottle of Jack.
Huh.
If you can believe it.
That's weird.
Yeah, no. Gives it that nice sheen.
Don't stop. Make it pop.
Make it pop.
DJ, turn my speakers up tonight.
What are we going to do?
A fight. until I see the sunlight.
Oh, wow. That's a long time.
TikTok, baby. Mm. We're doing it, everybody. We're doing it. We're talking about Christmas tree grows in Colorado. Guys, have you ever been to Colorado?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
You have.
I had to think about it.
Yeah, I had
to think about it.
Yes, have you ever gone to a place that you thought was Brooklyn, New York, and it ended up being Colorado?
Yeah.
When this movie was announced, it was A Christmas Tree Grows in Brooklyn. And we were like, yeah, this is going to be fun. And then they changed it to Colorado because they realized that would be confusing.
Mm-hmm. I also feel like there was a copyright. I don't have any evidence for this, but there's a book called A Tree Grows in Brooklyn. And I just wonder if they were scared of
this
running afoul.
This movie's not based on that book.
Right. I'm just saying, I don't think.
I thought it was based on
no,
the book.
Not at all.
Wow.
Not in any capacity.
There you have it.
Not in any capacity?
No,
off
not
to
even
a great
close.
Start.
Of what is Christmas Tree Grows in Brooklyn? Or what's a tree grows in Brooklyn?
I haven't read the full story, but I know like for a fact that it's not the same plot.
Wow.
It's a darker story.
What's the over under on trees growing?
Oh, thousands of them. In fact, that's what makes it so dark.
Yeah.
It blots out the sun.
Oh,
so
no.
So many trees, too many.
But you can't cut them down.
No, you wouldn't.
It's good for your breathing.
I got a brief synopsis.
Give it to me, baby. Uh-huh.
A Tree Grows in Brooklyn begins on a Saturday afternoon in the summer of 1912 in Williamsburg, Brooklyn, where a tree called the Tree of Heaven grows amidst the tenement houses. Francie Nolan is 11 years old, and she and her brother are collecting junk to exchange for pennies. The first child of Katie and Johnny Nolan, Francie loves her neighborhood, and this particular Saturday is typical, and Francie runs many errands for her mother, makes a daily trip to the library, and spends a relaxing afternoon watching her neighbors from the fire escape. Although the Nolans live in a humble apartment in a rundown section of town, they fill their home with warmth and love. I think this is just like a coming of age story.
Kind of like this one.
They flash back to 1900.
Oh, thank God. 12 years.
Yeah. There's a whole, they start school. Yeah. It seems like a coming of age story.
That's what I saw in this movie.
Yeah. I feel so, like this is.
I think it's
the flashbacks to 1900.
Yeah.
Really,
I do see it now.
They really do bring it home. Hey, let's talk about it. Christmas Tree Grows in Colorado originally aired on November 24th,
2020,
and it went a little something like this. We are in the bustling Christmas town of Brooklyn, Colorado. Aaron is the head of community development, and this year they are going to do a huge Christmas tree lighting in hopes of bringing in all the tourists so they can save the town. While over at her friend's house, she looks across the street and she sees a giant, perfect Christmas tree. And so she goes up and strikes a conversation with the neighbor and his daughter. by giving him a hard time about their snowman, saying it's not good. That's how you get a Christmas tree. His name is Kevin, and he's a hunk. She takes a picture of the tree, posted on Instagram or social media as a general rule, and now everyone thinks that the tree is the town Christmas tree, and people are pumped. This is really gonna save the town, and Aaron is like, well, I didn't mean to do that. I thought I posted it on my own page, but I will go to him, the hunk, and try to convince him to give us the tree, thinking no problem, but he's like, no way. The mayor is cutting our hours of the fire department, and so unless you're able to do something about that, no tree. And she's like, I don't know. But after he sees the plan for the tree in the town square, he gives advice about how it's not good. It's a fire hazard. And so she's like, hey, can I hire you part-time as a consultant to make sure that everything we do is going to be above board? Because again, the tourists are going to come. And he's like, I will do it on two conditions. One, I get a chance to talk to the mayor and try to convince them to give us more hours and give us more funding. And two, you stop asking about my tree and find a different tree. And she says, deal. So they start working together, and he even gets a jab or two in when he first meets the mayor about the things that he's passionate about. The two of them start hanging out more with his daughter, and they're really starting to grow close together. They do some fun angels, and they build some gingerbread houses and everything you could want for. But when she posts a picture of him and his daughter at the fire department Christmas thing, he is like very upset about it, because he's like, you're just doing this to try to get a bunch of chatter so that I will give my Christmas tree. I'm not giving my Christmas tree. And they start yelling and yelling and yelling, and then they kiss out of nowhere. A violent, passionate kiss. It's an angry kiss. But then knock, 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 her coworker Neil walks in and is like, hey, we still good to go to dinner? And it's this whole rigmarole. Now Kevin starts giving some advice on how he can free up fun, how the mayor should be able to free up some funds, and the mayor loves his advice. He's like, you've got yourself a brain. Kevin and Aaron go out for drinks. They have a blast, but one night, as they're baking cookies, he gets a letter in the mail saying that the city is coming for the tree, and there's nothing you can do about it. And he's like, how dare you? First of all, how dare you? Second of all, who do you think you are? Turns out it wasn't even the mayor's idea. Aaron didn't know about it, but the mayor does think it's a good idea. He does think that this tree can save Brooklyn with this tree lighting on December 23rd. They go to cut down the tree. But Aaron discovers that the tree's location on his property in that neighborhood is eligible for heritage protection. So she calls the tree people, says, don't do it. The tree is safe. But Kevin opts to donate the tree. Anyways, the tree lighting happens, and Aaron finds out that it was all his idea to donate the tree. They kiss, they laugh, and that, my friends, was a Christmas tree grows in Colorado.
We did it.
We did do it, everybody. Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations. Hey,
so good.
I got this letter in the mail.
What?
And it said, hey, just some ideas for the show.
Okay.
And it suggested that we do four segments.
They sent us a letter, 1211 Lawrence Road, Suite C, Greenville, South Carolina, 29607.
Said, hey, do four segments.
Okay. And they sent us a letter to say that.
Yes.
Had they ever listened to the show?
They said, do this, start with the hot take.
Wow.
But first, take a break.
What?
That's what the letter said.
I guess we should.
So I'm going to follow the letter to the law.
What our rule is here, if someone sends us a letter and tells us to do something, we have to do it.
We have to follow it. So we're going to take a break and then come back with the hot take here on Deck the Hallmark. Yum, 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 yum,
yum.
I'm talking about Universal Yums, baby.
What else would you be talking
when
about?
When I eat what is inside the Universal Yums box, especially the holiday box, I can't help but sing yum. Boy. And you're going to want to get it because the Universal Yums subscription box is not just another subscription box where you get just something and you're like, oh, this is neat. This is something that you are going to thoroughly enjoy because you're going to be getting snacks from all around the world each and every month. This month, it's the holiday box, which gives you holiday snacks and goodies from around the world from the comfort of your own couch. So eat those worldly, not worldly as in bad, but worldly snacks by your Christmas tree and thank us for introducing you to Universal Yums. If you haven't done it yet, universalyums.com/deck, universalyums.com/deck to sign up for your Universal Yums subscription today.
Man, I'm so full of those worldly snacks.
Oh, I love a good worldly snack, man.
Best kind.
Hey, they don't make me stumble.
You guys crumble, maybe.
Oh, hey, you guys ready to dive into this? Dive into this movie?
Let's do it.
We're gonna start with a hot take. And Panda, you were telling me how you were gonna volunteer to go first.
Yeah, I will.
And
just
I said
once.
That is such a good idea.
So kind. Thanks.
I've heard your opinions on just about everything.
Yeah.
And they're always solid.
Yeah,
and fine. So yeah, share your solid opinions on this movie if you don't mind.
Yeah, this is a fine movie. I liked it overall. I like the chemistry between the two leads. The plot is a little slow for me, but you know, hey, it's lighthearted. I don't know. I liked it. It's one of those movies that I'll remember it just purely because of the name. I don't know if it was a different name, if I'd probably remember a year or so from now, but this is literally when you think about a Hallmark Christmas movie, this is kind of the standard that you think of. So there you go. It's fine.
This is the eighth movie we've watched in under 48 hours. So anything that says fine is probably pretty good then.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
fine.
You know,
this movie to me is absolutely a Tuesday of Thanksgiving week movie.
Yeah.
They know they want to fill a full week. And so they get this one, and it is a movie, and it's not bad. It is fun. And they do some fun things in this movie, such as the angry kiss and the interesting love story that you don't like fully realize is going to be a thing until the end of the movie, which is interesting. The side characters and, you know, the tree. There's a lot about this movie that there's some wait what's and it's interesting. But overall, yeah, it's fine. It's a good Tuesday Thanksgiving week movie. So kudos to Hallmark for doing it.
Thanks.
A lot of really fiery opinions here today. It's not good at all. Like, I wouldn't recommend it, nor would I ever watch it again. I think Thanksgiving week once again shows us kind of the best and worst of what Hallmark has to offer, as it usually does. We saw the worst, and I'll never see it again. And we went back to The Wizard of Oz for that one. And then we saw the best, which is Five Star Christmas. And this isn't squarely in the middle. It's probably, I guess, nearer to the best, I guess, because it's just not as bad as The Wizard of Oz. It is it's a movie that doesn't need to exist for any particular reason. The plot is wafer thin. It's a tree in somebody's front yard. Should we cut it down or not? That's pretty much it. They try to throw some other stuff at you, but it doesn't really matter. The two leads are very charming in the movie. We've not really seen much of them. Have we seen any of them? I'm really good with that stuff.
There's a big up and comer, Katrina Law. I think is going to be in.
She was in her first one this year.
Yeah,
and she's going to keep. All I know is this: is that, you know, the movies that are actively bad to me are like going out of the way. This movie wasn't actively bad. It was just bad. It was just not good. Like, kind of, you know, man.
The problem with this movie is it's clearly like, you know, they were 35 in and they were like, you want to make this one? You want to do this one? Yeah. It's just a movie to get them to 40. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I did not like Chateau Christmas, but you know, it had to be made. You know, you have to have the Luke McFarlane, Mary Patterson, the music. You had to do it, even though I didn't like it. Like, I like this one more than that, but this one just doesn't need to exist.
I felt like this movie had enough, of a cast of color and inclusion, and there's a same-sex couple. Like, This didn't feel like that to me. It felt like one of the things Hallmark wanted to do. It just felt like the bottom of that list.
Okay.
So like, it's not the Christmas house, you know. This, I don't know. This and Jingle Bell Bride, kind of a toss up for me.
Sure.
Movie wise. That's kind of where I put it.
That's sure. fair. Yeah. That's fair. That's all fair. Right. Let's talk about all the feels. It's the part of the show where we talk about what in this movie gave us those feels. Panda?
I mean, I wouldn't say I got like any really strong feels during this movie. Like I said, it's just kind of there. Claire, the kid, is really cute. She's adorable. You know, I have a daughter. And so it kind of reminded me of just a little bit of the wonder of Christmas. She had that. It was cute.
There's a gingerbread contest, and there's a really dope trophy. That I would be very happy if I won it. And I feel like, you know, we do these Christmas contests and we don't put enough emphasis on dope trophies. So I love the dope trophies. It made me want to compete in a gingerbread contest for that trophy. And yeah, Dan?
The angry kiss was really fun. Yeah. I mean, I like... It's the angry kiss is a trope we see in other things, but not in Hallmark ever. And we got to see it. But as it was building, I said, are we about to see an angry kiss? And sure enough, that's what it was. And I thought that was different and fun. Feels? Not really, but yeah, sure.
What's the angriest you've ever been?
Ever?
Ever.
Man, I don't know. It's a tough one. I'm angry a lot when I coach basketball.
Yeah. Yeah. Those refs.
Yeah. That's not really the refs usually.
It's usually the kids. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's probably in the classroom. Most angry I've ever been. Yeah.
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 Gotta be up
so there. I'm not a teacher anymore. I don't need it. I don't need you kids. You don't need me. Let's be honest. You'll be fine. Hey, let's take one more break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the Wait What's here on Deck the Hallmark. We're back, everybody. Hey, We thought about not coming back. We thought about
We're blazing by right now. 16 minutes into this episode, we're already into the Wait What.
Well, interesting you say that, Dan, because we're doing a very special slow motion Wait What. Yep.
We could add the Razzle Dazzle.
No.
You don't want to?
Not on this one.
We're not ready for it.
We'll do a slow mo Wait What. Panda, take it away.
So, in the...
It's a bad idea.
It's a really bad idea.
I throw ideas out there.
It's a bad idea, Trace.
What if we, to make it a normal length, what if we get Clammy on?
Clammy doesn't, he won't have anything to do with me.
He will.
Clammy's back on board.
Well, he's interested in making up for the sake of Christmas.
Wow. Interesting.
We'll see if we have time at the end.
Okay, great.
God bless.
So at the very beginning, she takes a picture of the Christmas tree and she, you know, it goes viral or whatever you want to call it. The city freaks out about it, gets printed in the newspaper. And then I can't remember, what's the name of her coworker who,
Neil?
No, it's a woman.
Maggie.
Maggie says, he's a dreamboat because what's his name? I can't even Kevin. Remember. Yeah. Kevin's in the front yard. She goes, he's a dreamboat in the picture. The problem is from the picture, you can't see their faces. It's from a distance and it's blurry. How would you know he's a dreamboat? At one point, Kevin, they're getting ready to make snow angels. He falls onto the ground, makes a snow angel. And he says, oh, you should have told me it was cold down here. Buddy, it's snow.
Snow.
I don't know. And then during the gingerbread competition, he says, well, what do we do? After he knocks down the house, he goes, so what do we do here? And she goes, first you need icing for the windows and lots of candy. I would suggest to you that is not, in fact, the first thing you do when you build a gingerbread house. You actually need to make the structure stand up. But, you know, maybe that's it.
That's it?
Okay.
Here's my thing, man. This entire movie is based around the premise of cutting down a ginormous tree for a tree lighting 2 days before Christmas.
Yep.
They're going to cut down this tree, this giant tree, for 2 days.
Yep.
No.
For 2 days. That's awful.
That's just not nice. I don't understand what we're doing here. Like I get a little upset in these Hallmark movies where they're doing any sort of tree lighting the week of Christmas, because it's just like, why are you waiting so long to get Christmas started? But this is a real tree, massive, means a lot to this guy and his family, and it's been growing for who knows how long, and they're cutting it down for 2 days. Why? Why are we doing this? Why not have the tree lighting on December 2nd? Why?
It doesn't make any sense.
I don't understand why we're doing this.
You're cutting down a giant tree.
It's just not nice.
And literally, it's for the, they don't light it until Christmas Eve. So 2 days is being kind, because they cut it down on the 22nd, transport it, put it up on the 23rd. It's really for one day.
The tree lighting was on the 23rd.
On Christmas Eve. They mentioned that.
They say that the lighting's on Christmas Eve, and they say they're cutting it down on the 22nd. There's a day in there.
Regardless,
if you're the 22nd, that tree still has roots in the ground somewhere.
Yeah.
It's probably not a good use of cutting down a tree.
Stop it.
When Kevin gets this picture taken from across the street, as Panda alluded to, and it's a picture of the tree.
Kevin!
And Kevin goes into...
We did it again! Kevin!
goes to talk to... Aaron about it, and it's like, how'd you get my photo? What, Kevin? Like, one, it's not your picture. If you're asking how'd you take the picture, it's pretty easy. And his reasoning for asking that question is, I'm not big on social media. I don't understand how any of those things that you're saying are related.
None.
I'm in this picture. How'd you get my picture? Mm-hmm. I'm not good on social media.
Yeah.
Kev, I don't know what to do with you, because it's clearly not your picture, and it's, you don't need it. It being on social media is unrelated to how the picture was taken in the first place.
Buddy.
They are building bleachers for the elderly.
Yeah, I got it. We got to camp out there for a little bit.
There's a couple of elements to this.
Yeah.
One, building bleachers.
Constructing them by hand.
Just buy them. Just buy bleachers or borrow them from the high school.
Hammer and nail, baby.
And two,
brick and mortar.
For the elderly.
That's right.
Stop. Let's make the elderly
walk up,
climb
the
stairs.
That's right.
To sit down. Yeah.
No.
Just bring your own chair.
That's right.
Or
provide seating for the elderly that's not up a set of rickety bleachers that you built yourself.
And Kevin does make a point, like, hey, there's no railing for the elderly.
Yeah, that saved it.
But that's not the problem. The problem is why? Why do it in the first place, Aaron? And she's right. She's not good at politics or city whatever. Mm-hmm. Because bleachers, building for the elderly.
Oh, bad.
Guys,
bad. Not good.
Damn.
A lot of people, or at least this movie, doesn't know how to do a lot of just normal things. Like, we don't know how to town newspaper in this movie. The Colorado Gazette, the Brooklyn Gazette, or whatever it is, their front page story one day is an Instagram photo, mind you, that never shows the top of the tree. That photo cuts the top of the tree off, so you still get Kevin and the kid in the picture.
As you should.
You just get basically the torso of a tree, just the middle of the tree. And they run that on the front page from Instagram. She says, I meant to post this on my personal Instagram account. Does she say that in the movie? Like, I meant to post it on my personal Instagram account?
She does. Yeah.
Why? Like, that's a terrible picture.
Yeah.
You don't get the full tree in there. The people are blurry. You don't even know the people. You're taking pictures of strangers and half a tree for your personal Instagram page? Get out of here. No, we don't know how to fireman in this movie at all. They have what kind of is a fire truck, I guess. We could not figure out. It was indeterminate if that fire truck actually was a whole fire truck. We never saw the back end of the bumper or the back bumper of that fire truck. Even if it's real, they don't use it. He's in a meeting. The fire siren goes off, and all of the firemen run and get in the fire Suburban. They get in an SUV that carries eight to drive it to the fire emergency? Are they going to spit on the fire? Did they all bring cups of water with them? What are they all have personal fire extinguishers? Like, normally, if there's an emergency, you get on your fire truck to go to that emergency. Mm-hmm. Later in the movie, back to the Brooklyn Gazette, the next front page we see, the first one is an Instagram photo of half a tree and two blurry individuals. The second front page we see is an editorial piece. It's not even a news story. It's just, if the mayor can't secure this guy's tree, we need to fire him on the spot.
Brooklyn.
We got to fire him. And that's front page editorial right there. That is getting it done. I just don't understand it. Early in this movie, she says, I need to go to, I can't tonight. I've got to go to a holiday housewarming party. And that is a party for one. She's the only person. She goes to her friend's house. Her friend and her husband are moving into this house, and it's not a party. It's just her showing up to her friend's house. There's nobody else at the party. There's no decor. Like, it's just her. That's not a party. I don't know what it is, but it's certainly not a party.
It's my party. At
one point in this movie, Kevin! We did it again! First of all, I don't think that you would have to hire a consultant. The fire marshal of any given town, their job,
they'll help you.
Their job is to make sure things are compliant.
Yes.
That's what they do. You call the fire marshal. That's what you do. But in order, they hire
Kevin.
Dude,
what if the fire marshal was named Marshall?
Boy, that would be wild.
Marshall, the fire marshal.
Like on Paw Patrol.
Yeah.
But he's not a fire marshal.
He's
a pup.
He's highly qualified.
He is. He's patrolling. He's Paw Patrol.
I bet Marshall the fire marshal would like hot wings.
Oh, you think he would?
Because it's like heat.
Heat. Yeah. You think so?
I think so.
Wow. Interesting. That's good stuff. Don't do that noise.
That's how I eat wings.
Is that Marshall eating wings?
That's Marshall eating wings.
Does he not have teeth?
He doesn't have teeth.
He doesn't have teeth. He just sucks.
He's good at his job though.
Wow. It's wild. Kevin is asked to come on as a paid. You got, is that Marshall?
That's Marshall. He's on the line.
Wow.
Hey, Marshall.
Marshall, how you doing, buddy?
Good, guys. How'd you go?
What did you say?
How'd you go?
Is this offensive to people without teeth? I can't tell.
That's our biggest demo.
Whose biggest demo, Marshall?
Mine.
Okay. Because you said ours. You're not a part of this show.
I'm not.
No.
Tracy told me I was a permanent fixture.
Tracy. A permanent fixture.
Yeah, he's only got to cost us $500,000 a year.
Budget's looking good.
But our fire department lines are good.
Fire department lines are good. Kevin is negotiating coming on as a part-time fire marshal, basically. And in his negotiation, he says, I'll do it if the mayor sits down with the chief to talk about the budget. Guys, corruption doesn't even describe it. If in order to get a meeting between the mayor and the fire chief, you have to horse trade your employment services. This is like Boss Tweed in the 1800s. Like, this is not normal. The fire chief should be able to just meet with the mayor. We shouldn't have to trade goods and services for a meeting of those two people.
I'm with Dale on this one. That's accurate.
Marshall. I appreciate that.
God bless.
Speaking of which, Kevin does say in this movie, and Marshall, you probably won't be with me on this one, disclosure.
You're with me on hot wings, where they're good?
Hot wings are real good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. How you eat them, I don't know, but we'll get there.
I just suck them, blow them bone dry.
I don't know about this. Kevin says, our town is only as good as its fire department.
Oh, 100%.
Like, I hope that every town has a good fire department, but equating the town's goodness with the fire department is a weird one to me. Like, there could be some really bad fire departments out there. How do we know that?
Let me ask you this, Dan.
Yeah, please do.
You like your town?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen a fire?
Yes.
Okay, well, there you go.
I'm with Marshall on this one.
Thought you were going to say no. God bless.
Good. I'm glad we did that. I do have one last one. And they do this ice patch scene, which makes very zero sense, except it works great in the long
run. Very zero sense.
Of all the zeros, this one's very zero. And she slides across the ice, and then he has just shopped for his daughter. He has a magic set for his daughter, magician's thing. He puts it all down, slides across the ice. They look back, and then they begin to walk off. They cut to the next scene. He never picks his stuff back up. He just left all of those gifts for his daughter just sitting there.
They'll be
fine.
They'll be fine.
That's how Brooklyn is.
Brooklyn's safe.
You know how you know that? Their fire department. That's how you know it.
It's how you know it. Mm-hmm.
100%. That's all I got.
Thanks, guys. The next segment is What the Hallmarks? The part of the show where we wonder what could have been, maybe happened, give some clarity to the questions that we still have. Panda?
Yeah, thanks, Marshall.
No problem.
So,
God bless.
God bless. That's very nice. So
I'll take over, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks,
man. Marshall's just
this
trying.
Is going to be, I think, everyone's favorite episode.
I think so.
Of Deck the Hallmark. It. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're christened it? We christened
no,
it?
No, I said we christened.
Oh, man, that makes a total zero sense.
Down to the church and had it christened.
I was trying to
worst
say
episode ever.
Crush it.
It's a Sunday release of a Tuesday Thanksgiving week movie.
We crushed it. We're crushing it. That's what I was trying to say. I could not get there. I couldn't get there. We're crushing it. So how is the city going to actually support the fire department from the money? They were getting ready to cut the fire department's funding. Yeah. And then are they purely basing it off of 2 days of tourism? That's going to be enough to sustain.
They hope it's a tradition every year.
I just don't know. Like, they were in dire straits before, to the fact where they're cutting back the hours of the fire department. They can't get equipment. How are you now? What's the plan here?
Here's the thing that drove me nuts. You're 100% right. Here's the thing that drove me nuts is in most towns the size of Brooklyn, the fire department is predominantly voluntary.
Yeah.
You don't, it's not a paid position. You're like a fire chief, a couple, but like they have a fully staffed fire department for what I would consider to be a small town. That's what Hallmark's going for. And that, like, it seems like it's kind of a rigmarole as is. And I don't know how 2 days of tourists are going to save it.
It doesn't work.
Get them on the map with a big tree.
Amen. Amen. Mine is the whole kind of point of cutting down Kevin's tree was with the understanding that this December 24th, 23rd, whatever Christmas tree lighting was going to bring in the tourists and save the town.
Save the town. That's right.
Did it.
Yeah.
Did it save the town?
I mean, early words, not looking great.
Brooklyn closed down after this.
Yeah. Yeah. No, early words, no.
It's in that kitchen nightmares after thing.
Yeah.
Brooklyn closed down 3 weeks later.
We're back in
without
Brooklyn.
Without Kevin's tree there to keep everything up. Just couldn't make it. Back to the
people
old
were
ways.
Coming in mid-January and be like, where's the tree?
Is that all you got?
That's all I got.
It's good.
It's good. Yeah. It is the
hey,
time.
I thought it was solid.
I do think that there's a massive what's a hallmark in this movie, and it is Kevin's parents. Because they establish Kevin grew up in Brooklyn. They also establish Kevin's parents grew up in Brooklyn. Kevin's dad went to grade school with the mayor. But it's also established that Kevin's parents are flying from out of town. Mm-hmm. So somewhere along the way, as an adult, Kevin was in his 20s or 30s, living in the same town that he grew up in with his parents who also lived their whole lives in that town. So they've been living there no less than 50 years. They decided to move away. They decided to move. Uproot just he and his wife at almost retired
once
age.
Once their son gets a daughter.
And I don't, yeah, once they have a grandkid. And it doesn't
that's when
make.
You, most of the time that happens. Yeah.
For the life of me, it would have made more sense for him to have moved there as an adult and then his parents come in to visit him.
I mean, did they move to Florida or something?
I have no idea.
The cold?
It just didn't make any sense at all to live somewhere your entire life. You grew up there as a child and then raised your child there. And then your child stays and you move away. I need to know the answer to that question. I need to know why that happened. What pulled them away. That's huge to me.
Absolutely. Yep. Guys, we did it.
We did it.
Congratulations. We're going to do a little something we like to call Double Decker of the Week. Mm. It is the part of the show where we pick decker? Somebody. It is. It's my decker. It's Double Decker of the Week. It's where we pick somebody who has signed up for Bramble Jam Plus, which you can do right now, BrambleJamPlus.com. Any tier will do you. And you can, Panda does the deep dive.
I do.
And it is unbelievable what he's able to find thanks to Google Plus.
Yeah. It's great.
The once thriving social media.
It's now a back door to extra Googles.
Yeah,
from what I understand.
You explain it as some sort of dark web that Google's given the thumbs up.
It's premium gooks.
Premium gooks. I saw them live once. Would not recommend it.
For a kid's band. No, really violent.
Yes, very violent. didn't see it coming. Dan?
Ray Clawson, come on down.
Yeah,
Ray Clawson.
So,
Ray's super great.
Have your pet spayed or neutered.
Ray, you know what, guys? It was a little boring. I actually Googled Ray on the premium Googs.
You said it was a little boring?
Yeah, and Ray didn't have a lot. He's just a solid dude. It just came up solid dude. I called him on the phone. I said, Ray, what's your angle?
You recorded the conversation, yes?
I did. And I said, Ray, what's your bit? And this is what is said. Hey, Ray, what's going on, man? How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Ray. Hey, Ray.
I'm a solid dude.
I see
that.
Don't
let anyone tell you otherwise.
Okay, well, would somebody tell me otherwise, Ray?
Did you ask Jamie?
I did ask Jamie.
What Jamie said?
Well, Jamie said...
Jamie's
on the
Ray
line.
Ray is not a solid dude.
Jamie, I've had it with you.
You are not solid.
I am solid.
I know solid. You're not solid.
I'm as solid as a rock.
No, you're not.
I'm as solid as a rock.
You're a little squishy.
I'm as solid as a rock.
No.
I'm as solid as a rock.
Huh.
We're starting a band, me and Jamie. Could you promote it on the pod day?
Yeah, absolutely. Sounds good. What's the name of your band?
Clawson & Co.
Clawson & Co.
No, it's Jamie Jam.
No! We're as solid as a rock.
Tracy get involved there at the end.
I love that band!
Yeah.
Passionate about their name.
I love their Advent album.
Yes.
Really solid.
Yes.
They have an Advent album?
Yeah.
They don't have a name yet.
It's called Adventure.
Yeah, I got you. Good.
It was great.
So really he didn't that was it for Ray.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Love Ray.
This is the Ray. Great Adventure.
I think there's some copyright there.
It's Adventure though. Advent.
Sure. Okay. All right, I'll buy it.
The Great Adventure. Sure. We did it, everybody.
Hey.
Let's do it again tomorrow.
Please.
All right.
And Tuesday.
Yeah.
And Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Thursday.
Yeah.
And then we'll be done.
Okay.
For just a little bit.
A little bit. Final break.
We will do that. Until then, may we be the first to wish you a
Merry Christmas.
Deck the Hallmark is a Bramble Jam podcast. It's produced by Brandon Gray and presented by Friendly TV. Our lovely set is decorated by Plum Home Decor. You can check them out at plumonmain.com. For more information on Bramble Jam Podcast, go to BrambleJamPodcast.com. And to hear every Bramble Jam Podcast ad-free, go to BrambleJamPlus.com.